we're here to announce what we think is a major news development. For the first time in history, the ethanol industry is going to start running a national media campaign. You know, for years, the critics of domestically produced ethanol that comes from our nation's farms and, does a tremendous job of creating economic opportunity here in America. We've been criticized by a lot of vested interests who have defined who we are and what we do. And we're here today to say that that ends today. With this announcement, we'll be taking our case directly to the American public. It's a dramatic step for domestic ethanol. It is the first for our industry. Never before has American ethanol developed in that sustained TV ad campaign. It's a multi-million dollar campaign to get the facts to the people who've only heard one side of the story until now. At this time, it's my great privilege and honor to introduce the co-chairman of Growth Energy, General Wesley Clark.
Thanks, Tom. Clean fuel, renewable fuel, sensible fuel, energy independence fuel. What am I talking about? I'm talking about ethanol. That is America's fuel. I'm very pleased to be part of this announcement today. It's been a long time in coming. This is an important moment in America's energy policy. From the time that we realized we were no longer an exporting, oil exporting nation until today has been almost 40 years. And during that time, America's farmers, our agricultural community, have worked relentlessly to put together a real alternative to importing petroleum. And it's here. Ethanol is America's fuel. We can make all the ethanol we need right here in this country. We don't have to ship it by tanker around the Cape of Good Hope. We don't have to bring it across the Pacific. It's right here in this country. We don't have to have our Navy groups and our Marines to protect it. It's right here. You have to think about that, because the real cost of America's oil addiction is what it means for our armed forces. We're engaging our armed forces to secure America's access to energy. That's in addition to the tax credits, subsidies, and breaks that the oil and gas industry gets. We're talking about billions of dollars a year in protecting America's access to imported oil. The devotion of an entire naval group halfway around the world, not to protect America, but to protect the economy and our national security in a part of the world so volatile, so violent, so turbulent, that we've been involved there in almost continuous warfare for 20 years. And what's the cost? What's the cost to the Treasury of the United States? What's the cost in terms of lives? What's the cost in terms of the preparation and dedication of our armed forces? So today, with this ad campaign, we're going to make the case for America's fuel, for ethanol. And it's a forceful case for ending our addiction to foreign oil. I think TV is the best way to shape public opinion, and people know that. And the question is, it's silly. I mean, Procter & Gamble spends $1 billion a year to sell soap. What we're talking about is something much more important and worth much more than the value of an industrial company. It's about America's energy independence. And that's why we're embarking on a campaign to help promote public education for the American people in energy independence, how to achieve that independence with America's own fuel, ethanol. So we're in the right place with the right message, talking to the right people. This is a six-month, multi-million-dollar campaign to make sure that the people who haven't heard from ethanol will now know the real facts. Thank you. Now I want to introduce Jim Nussel, who's our former congressman from Iowa, former director of the President's Office of Management and Budget, and our senior advisor at Growth Energy. Jim.
Thank you, General, and thank you, Tom. On a beautiful spring day like this, I realize outside our windows we see motorcades. But back home in Iowa, there are quite a few farmers in the field, and I'm thinking about them today as we talk about America's homegrown energy. And we're here to announce a very exciting shift in America's debate when it comes to energy. American ethanol is engaging the nation. That's what this is about, engaging the nation in a way that really has not been done before, certainly by ethanol. We're doing it on national television with a sustained ad campaign which is designed to highlight why ethanol is truly America's fuel. That's what this is about. The ads you're about to see are significant because the messages they convey are certainly important, but it's also because of the audience. America's ethanol industry hopes to engage the American people in the conversation about America's energy security. This is a 6-month campaign, as the General said. It's a multi-million-dollar investment that our members are making because we want to get this positive message out about America's homegrown energy. We'll be talking to people that may have never heard the ethanol message before, have not heard about America's homegrown energy. And for too long, ethanol has allowed really its opponents to define the debate when it comes to ethanol and when it comes to energy security. Well, that ends today. That ends today with this ad campaign. We call this campaign America's Fuel because every message in this ad and in the ad campaign that you're about to see demonstrates why ethanol really is a fuel for America. So here are some of the facts. Domestic ethanol creates jobs. That's what this is about, and particularly at a time when our country wants to grow, needs to create jobs, 160,000 jobs will be created, possibly even more, if EPA would just do that one thing we've asked, and that is to permit ethanol 15, E15, to be blended in the future. Domestic ethanol strengthens our national security. There isn't anybody who can comment on that better than General Clark, and he certainly provided that. But the way I look at it is if we can remove Hugo Chavez from shipping oil to the U.S., I think that would be a huge important national security venture. And that would happen if EPA would allow E15 and the Green Jobs Waiver. Domestic ethanol is 59% cleaner than gasoline, and cellulosic ethanol is 86% cleaner than gasoline, which means that while we're creating jobs, while we're strengthening America's national security, we're also doing something for the environment, which is very important for our kids and our grandkids. Now, I know in the past, America's ethanol industry was defined by its opponents, whether that was the overhyped food versus fuel propaganda campaign that Big Food promulgated, or the misinformation being parlayed through the so-called institutions that often receive so much of their resources from foreign oil or big oil companies. So today, ethanol gets to fight back. That's what this is about. We're fighting back. We're not going to take it anymore. Ethanol is on the offense, and I'm proud to serve with Growth Energy as part of putting ethanol back on offense. It's about keeping America energized. It's about keeping America growing. It's about keeping America safe, and it's about keeping America clean. And with that, let me turn it back to Tom Bias, so that we can see the ad.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you, General. As you heard, we're going on the offense, and we're going to tell the real story. You know, our critics have defined us, but really this is America's fuel. It makes us less dependent on foreign energy sources, including foreign oil. It makes us more, it helps our economy by creating jobs and creating economic opportunity here in America that cannot be outsourced. It revitalizes our rural communities, and it's cleaner for the environment. We have the arguments on our side. We just need to take that message to the general public. These ads started this morning at 6 a.m., and they're running in on CNN, Fox, Headline News, MSNBC. They'll run over the next 6 months. And as you can see, they're designed to send a message on what we can do for this nation, our economy, our national security, our environment. And we think that's the strength. We want the facts out there. We're not afraid to debate the facts. But so far, a lot of the facts have been misinformation campaigns, and everyone has all this criticism. They want to kick the can down the road for some new energy source that may magically appear 30 years from now. What we're saying is we're an alternative to foreign oil today. We're 10% of the nation's fuel supply. In fact, if we were a country, the U.S. ethanol industry were a country, we'd be the second largest provider of transportation fuel to this nation. A lot of people don't know that. They don't know the arguments, and so that's why we're doing this today.